On the afternoon of October 16th, 2017, Daphne Caruana Galizia posted a piece to her blog, Running Commentary. The story was pretty typical of the rumbustious and uncompromising journalism that had made her a household name in Malta. It concerned Keith Chembri, a Maltese businessman who also served as chief of staff to Malta's Prime Minister, Joseph Muscat. The headline read, "That crook Chembri was in court today, pleading that he is not a crook." She posted the piece at 2:35 p.m. and left her home. She was dead within half an hour, killed by a bomb planted in her car and detonated remotely, apparently via text message sent from a boat. On November 26th this year, Keith Chembri was arrested by police investigating Caruana Galizia's death. Chembri was released on bail and resigned as the Prime Minister's Chief of Staff. Events have subsequently accelerated. Also stepping down were the Minister for Tourism and the Minister for the Economy, though the latter was swiftly reinstated. The Prime Minister announced his resignation on Sunday.
I will resign as the leader of the Labour Party, and in the days after, I will resign as the Prime Minister.
A breakthrough in the long-becalmed search for the killers occurred on November 20th, when Maltese cops boarded the yacht of Malta's richest man, Jorgen Fenech, a gambling and property tycoon, as he attempted to leave Malta at dawn. Fenech was charged with complicity in Caruana Galizia's murder. He has pleaded not guilty and solicited, so far unsuccessfully, a presidential pardon in return for information on other conspirators. Caruana Galizia's murder has traumatized Malta and dominated the tiny country's politics for more than 2 years. It was well known that she had enemies. At the time of her death, she was facing at least 42 lawsuits for libel. Her home had been targeted by arsonists and a succession of pet dogs poisoned, stabbed, or shot. Arrests were made shortly after the bombing in 2017, and 3 men were charged with murder. They are still awaiting trial, though one has told police that they were paid €150,000 for carrying out the hit. Another person arrested recently has confessed to acting as the middleman between the killers and whoever hired them. And that right there is the question which has gripped Malta these past 2 years or so. Who did the €150,000 come from? We don't know yet, but we appear to be getting there, who ordered the murder of Daphne Caruana Galizia. But we do know why people order the murders of journalists. They're seeking, obviously, to silence the journalist in question. But they also seek to teach a lesson, especially when the weapon is something as brutal and spectacular as a car bomb, that not only will they kill anyone else who comes after them, but that they believe themselves able to get away with it. A culture clearly existed on Malta which enabled someone powerful to believe that they could commit such a crime with little prospect of consequences. If this turns out to have been a misjudgment on the part of Caruana Galizia's killer, a great deal of credit will be due her friends and family who have campaigned doggedly in her memory. She has become the posthumous recipient of dozens of journalism awards and other honours. Malta's people, as well, have been hearteningly willing to maintain a clamour for justice. Thousands have been protesting again this week. On Republic Street, the main road of Valletta, Malta's minuscule fairy tale capital, an improvised memorial to Caruana Galizia, an installation of pictures, flowers, flags and candles, has nagged at those working in the nearby Parliament building. The memorial has been petulantly cleared by the authorities many times, the last as recently as Sunday evening, and just as often replaced. Though Joseph Muscat has resigned, he intends to remain Prime Minister until his Labour Party choose a new leader in mid-January. He may be pushing his luck. The head of the EU's emergency fact-finding mission to Malta has urged him to quit immediately, the main opposition party intends to boycott Parliament unless he goes, and protests are continuing. It is no kind of consolation, but Daphne Caruana Galizia may have brought down Malta's government. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.